This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I hope you had a good day of rest since we last met up. Glad you're here with me. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. If you want to get a hold of us by phone, 844-551-8255. So I didn't talk about this last week. It came up then, and I probably should have because, quite honestly, I thought it was a joke. I'm talking about Maxine Waters for president. And I think it is a joke, to be honest with you. But before I even get into that, wouldn't you like to see this? Wouldn't you like to see black leftists revolt against the Democrat Party, revolt against the Maxine Waters of the world? I would. Haven't we been waiting on this for quite some time? Let me give you guys a little premonition, okay? Because I'm pretty good at this. You notice this. I did predict Trump would win. I feel like every time I say that, it's like Obama saying, you know, I killed Osama bin Laden. But the difference is I did predict that Trump would win. I think I rallied a lot of people into making that happen. I'm not going to take credit for his win, but I did kill Osama bin Laden. No, look, the fact of the matter is we worked hard, we got the win, and I did predict it. And many of you got talked off the ledge, so I take credit for that, too. But it's going to happen where black folks say enough is enough. It's already starting. And by 2018, 2020, I'm making a prediction for you that black folks are going to be so mad at Democrats. And I'm not talking about 90% shift, but it's going to be a big enough shift to where we have no danger of losing the House or the Senate. And Trump, if he's alive, you know, you can't tell what's going to happen in people's lives. But if he's around, he will easily be reelected. I'm telling you what's going to happen right now in your face. Black folks are finally going to get fed up. And I'm predicting it because I'm seeing the trends. You know, I was looking at these brainiacs that exist out there, and I, God love them. I've got, you know, a couple of sons that are like that. They can calculate things in their head. You know, you say, what's 3,447 divided by 17? And they give you the answer. I mean, I'm glad I have a couple of those kids. I'm smart. I'm just not like that. I'm not a brainiac. I'm smart. And I'm intuitive. And what I've noticed, like with my oldest son, who's really, you know, genius level. In fact, he's a genius. He's a Mensa genius, like his dad. Thank you. He's able to discern things, but what he doesn't do better than I do is he doesn't see the trends. He can't see. It's like he's so muddled in the thought that the trend escapes him. And so that's what I think I do well. And the trending that I'm seeing, the little things that are happening in the Democratic Party that are overlooked, why? Because the media doesn't want to report it, are happening every single day. And I'm not going to give full credit to Trump. I mean, Trump deserves a lot of it because he's setting the tone. See, what you guys have to understand is that we're undoing a lot of the things that have been done. We've been taught that the media does not lie. They tell us what we need to know. We're getting the news that we need to hear. We're not getting the news that we need to hear. We're not. The only way you get the news you need to hear, that you conservatives, is we go out there and we look, we hunt for it, we search for it, we thirst for knowledge. Do you believe that some chick raising her three kids in the projects is searching for knowledge? Do you think she's on her smartphone Googling Trump's latest, you know, success story? You must, come on now, you know, okay. We're too busy. Even in our lives, we're too busy to get to some of it. We find ourselves looking for the salacious news. Oh, Donald Trump Jr. had a meeting with the Russians, and you know, and immediately, let's just look at that as an example. When you heard that story, you likely sort of, oh, great, dang it. And it was a nothing meeting. But your immediate reaction might have been, oh, here we go. Here we go. Or whatever. Mueller's now looking into Trump's business affairs. Here we go. Here we go. I don't even care. See, that's the fodder. That's the forest for the trees. They don't want you to see the forest for the trees. But you have to step back and go, wait a minute. You ain't fooling me. And then you go look for the trends. And there are multiple trends. Like, if you look at trends in Hollywood, Hollywood's not going to make a conversion over to Trump, but there are going to be people that make conversions. We documented Clooney's wife. Ask her if she's a fan of Barack Obama now. Go ask a lot of these people that were all in for Obama. You'll find out, number one, they weren't. They were all in for their careers and what saying something against Obama could do to disrupt their careers. But they were never all in for him. And now that he's safely gone and he's being exposed, they're no longer, you know, doting on him. They don't have to. It's loosening up. That's a trend. How many of these people? Lindsay Lohan came out. I mean, it's not like she's some A-list actress. She's saying she's not working. I mean, I don't think she's doing a whole lot. She's like, look, y'all got to give Trump a chance. Jennifer Garner, y'all got to give Trump a chance. Three or four of these, I mean, you know, with varying degrees of profile, people have said it. Black folks have, I'm telling you, they are speaking to the Maxine Waters and the Sheila Jackson Lees of the world, and they're saying, you know what? You guys are starting to look like buffoons. You're starting to look like morons. Donald Trump wants to work with us. How's all that happening? How are these trends happening? Think of the business trend. All these business people that we didn't want Trump, Hillary. We've got world leaders and business leaders talking to me all the time that they don't want Trump. What are they saying now? Trump's meeting with business leaders. He's showing presidential qualities, and he's saying, guys, we're coming to the rescue. Here's your $2 trillion back. Go invest. I'll be back with you in a second. Now, he's already started the trend that's making people, businesses, say, we want to start hiring people. If you're looking for a job now, go get it. It's out there. In my neck of the woods, in cities, you know what they're doing? They're starting to reinvest in the build. Housing values are shooting up. I can tell you that right now. Mine's going on the market. And the ones around me are probably $50,000 in more value than they would have been 6 months ago. I'm not exaggerating this one bit. Look for the trends. Maxine Waters is a joke. She went over to this meet with kids, and she claims that the millennials, if they want her, she'll run for president. She's 78 years old, I think. She says if the millennials want her, by the time she's 82, she'll run for president. Well, good luck with that, Maxine, because something tells me you won't be wanted, and neither will the rest of the Congressional Black Caucus.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I guess the big news that happened on Friday was Sean Spicer resigning, and I'm using my finger quotes. See, I predicted that Sean Spicer was gone. I did. No surprise to me whatsoever, but Fox reported it. Spicer has resigned after 7 months on the job. Yep. He has resigned over the hiring of a new top communications aide, sources told the AP. The move came as Trump booster and Wall Street financier Anthony Scaramucci was expected to be tapped for White House communications director. Now, let me just explain something to you, folks. This is why I tell you, you look at the trends, you look at the stuff behind the scenes. That when Spicer, what was it, a month and a half ago or so, Spicer is going to, he's giving up the day-to-day and he's moving up in the communications thing. That does not happen in a Trump administration. It just doesn't happen. The only thing that saved Spicer's job during that period was the fact that Donald Trump understands now the optics of the political system, and he couldn't just say, Sean, look, you're not cutting it, you gotta go. That's what he would have said. If it was a business, he would have said that. Now, that's not to say he's succumbing to, you know, the whole idea of what, the politicos in D.C. are doing. He's not. He's just saying, you know what, I got to be a little bit more careful as to how I do things. I also got to be a little more careful how I pick people. And for the record, the same thing's going to happen to Sessions. But I'll cover that another time. I want to just talk about Sean Spicer. Nice guy. And when he started, he really had the command of the media. And somewhere along the line, he started treating them like humans. See, the media is not human at all. They're parasites. And you have to treat a bug like a bug. If you see a spider crawling on your child, you don't try to talk to the spider. You slap the spider off your baby, and then you stomp it. That's what the media is. It's a black widow spider trying to go bite your baby for no reason. It can't eat your baby. I mean, come on. So Spicer wasn't moving up when they told you he was. Let me just tell you, folks, you don't advertise promotions. Promotions are, hey, we're here to celebrate. And by the way, that is a big deal. You're the mouthpiece of the president practically every day. Where are you going to go to? I'm going over to write editorials. Come on, man. Interviewing for his own replacement so he could move up? No, interviewing for his own replacement so he could move out. That's just the facts. Even Business Insider said this. Spicer should be elevated, and if he's not, I would not blame him for leaving. This is what a White House official told Politico. The president owes him this much for all he's done for him. Sean is indispensable, and I think the president knows that. That's Sean Spicer saying to Business Insider, hey, look, write a puff piece for me because I'm about to lose my job. Bloomberg also reported at the time that Spicer might move into a different role, noted no final decision has been made. Some reporters, including the New York Times White House correspondent Maggie Haberman, reacted with surprise to the news that Spicer had been tasked with finding his own replacement. Nobody does that. That's a very polite way of saying you've been outsourced. And I called it. I'm not sure, you know, no pat on the back needed. I'm just telling you, look, I look at the trends. And you know what it was? And this is what I said. I said it was Spicer. He had a great start. He really did. But he proved right away to be in over his head, and it was the run-in with April Ryan, that black chick that showcased Spicer wasn't ready for primetime. He should have never backed down to her during that exchange. If Trump teaches you anything about his style, his personality, you never back down when it comes to the media. I said this about Sessions. Only Ronald Reagan was better at handling the media than Trump. And I wouldn't even go as far as to say it was better. He was better in terms of style, but in terms of accomplishment, nobody's better than Trump. Outside of Reagan, nobody handles the media more deftly. But in terms of the destroying that industrial complex, the media industrial complex, there's nobody better than Trump. For more than a year, folks, the media baited Trump as a candidate and as president. Nothing has worked against him, and nothing will work. They tried every trick in the book, and they're still trying. They want to make him look like the worst president in American history. They want to try to bog him down with Russia, but Trump keeps responding. And you know what he responds with? Results. You cannot fight results, no matter what. You can fight rhetoric. Oh, he talked about it. I remember when Marie Harf. What's he done? He hasn't accomplished anything. Hey, Marie, slow your roll. Pump your brakes, baby. He's only been in office for 2 months. That was at the time. I'm going, what do you mean he hasn't done anything? Do you think the people that got their jobs back at Carrier think that he didn't do anything? You think the people that got their jobs back at U.S. Steel think he didn't do anything? You think the people that are getting their jobs back at Motorola and SoftBank and, I mean, I got all these other companies. I don't need to list them. But do you think they care? Do you think they say he's done nothing? This unemployment rate that keeps dipping? You think that the people getting jobs don't think he's done anything? You think the companies that have freed up capital don't believe Donald Trump's done anything? See, when you're talking about Obama, you can get away with that. When you're talking about other politicians that talk and come up with cool little slogans and stuff, you can get away with it. You cannot get away with this with somebody who actually does what he says. He hasn't built the wall yet, Kevin. Oh, yeah? I tell you what. Check back with me in a year and see if that wall isn't under construction. You guys do know that they just allocated $1.6 billion to build a wall, right? Just telling you, man. Donald Trump doesn't want tigers. He doesn't want sissies. He wants warriors. And when Sean Spicer had his exchange with April Ryan, and it was all, oh, well, look, April, I'm really sorry. That was it. I looked, I said, you're done. What he should have said, what April Ryan kept questioning, she said, April, you need to calm down. You've asked your question, I've answered it. There are lots of people in the press room. You're going to respect all of them. Next question. And moved on. He treated me so bad. Ah! I said, oh, really? So, okay, let me just get this right. The women's movement didn't help you, and the fact that you've been dealing with people like me for decades, and I ask you to be respectful to your other people, and that's too much for you? You need to find another job. Next question. Trump wants you to own your job. You are the president of the communications of Donald Trump. Whatever he says, your job is to keep the flack off of him. If you can't do that, get the stepping, baby. Let me just tell you, Trump dominates, and he dominates because he isn't going to let you run over him. Hillary Clinton figured it out. Once they made the decision, oh, we're going to make Donald Trump our fall guy. It was the biggest, it was one of those things where they were like, we got Trump. Yeah, we got Trump. And then they started trying to figure out, what do we do? Nothing. There was nothing they could do. Look, Trump needs a warrior. He needs a warrior who can definitely put the media in their place and make him look good. And he knows the job he faces against the left because they showed him in the first 100 days. And now he's 6 months in. He needs a fire-breathing dragon.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump is participating in a roundtable on the Foreign Investment Risk Review Modernization Act. The president talked about why this Modernization Act is such a big deal.
Because of our incredible achievements, other nations seek to steal, copy, or control American intellectual property. And we had very, very little safeguards up. We had, in many cases, I would say, Marco, no safeguards. And now we have probably the best there is in the world.
Senator Lindsey Graham said that the president could replace Attorney General Jeff Sessions after the midterm elections. Reporters caught up with the senator earlier today.
The president's entitled to Attorney General he has faith in. somebody that's qualified for the job. And I think there will come a time, sooner rather than later, where it will be time to have a new face and a fresh voice at the Department of Justice.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, the author of Race Pimping, the Multi-Trillion Dollar Business of Liberalism. And you can get my book at racepimping.com. Check out the movie we've got coming out, bleedingbluemovie.com. We'd love to have you join that in some way. We're going to be fundraising to get it promoted. We've got it done. It cost some coin, but we've got it done. But we're going to be fundraising for other reasons. We need distribution. Hollywood isn't going to want to see our movie where we really explore police activities and things like this. And we go at it. It's 80% pro-cop and 20%, hey, we know what's going on. So it's not a Michael Moore only one-way street. We hold the police accountable for the things that they do wrong, but we also want to make sure that people understand what they do. And it is riveting. I mean, stuff you've never seen. You may have heard about it, but we put it together in a way that makes it just so it's a really good show. I think you're going to love it. A movie, rather. It's full feature, full-length motion picture. So Colorado, they say, has raised half a billion dollars in pot taxes. Half a billion dollars. And marijuana, as you guys know, 420, if you're down with that. Anyway, half a billion dollars in revenue already. I don't know what time frame it was. I saw it as a headline. And, of course, I knew pot is big business. And here's the thing about pot and drugs in general. The government should just tell you what it's about. The government should just come out and say, you know what, guys? We can't pay the bills because we give too much stuff away to crackheads and such. So what we're going to do is we're going to legalize drugs so people have to buy them. And then we're going to take that revenue so we can give it to more potheads. And we'll create more drug users, a.k.a. leftist zombies. And that cycle will perpetuate. What we're allowing with legalized drug use is a conveyor belt of government zombies. I mean, I'm talking government-created zombies. These are the people that are going to vote for your livelihood. Now, that being said, my stance on pot, or any other drug for that matter, is indulge. I don't care. I don't care if you indulging in some drug any more than I care about who you want as your partner in bed. I don't care. Who am I to tell? Here's what I would do. If you were one of my boys at the club, and you know I saw you with some girl, and I thought, dude, seriously? How much have you had to drink? I would tell you that. But I would in no way block. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be a blocker. If that's what you want, be careful what you wish for, but go along. I'll do what I can to influence you, but then that's it. And don't call me in the morning saying, what did you let me do? Because I would have said, no, I tried to talk you out of it. Now, if you were chemically completely gone, I might block. I might go, okay, you just had way too much. We're not going there. I'm not letting you go off that cliff. All right. But if you're if I do the test and you can touch your finger to your nose and you can walk in a straight line for a few feet, what you get, if you want to go home with that thing, then do it. That's just the way it is. So I'm not one of these guys. I know there are a lot of conservatives. Drugs are dangerous. Yeah, they are. Lots of things are dangerous. Driving fast is dangerous. Right? Picking the wrong mate is dangerous. Picking the wrong job is dangerous. There's lots of things that are dangerous. Many of your things you do, if you're a windsurfer or hang glider or whatever, many things you do is dangerous. Especially you white people, you know how dangerous you can be. I have to really watch myself when my white friends ask me, Kevin, you want to go out bow hunting for tigers? No. I'll take my firearm and I still don't want to go hunting tigers. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm just teasing you white folks. But look, the fact of the matter is, the government should just tell you what it wants to do, as opposed to trying to make it appear as though, well, it's okay, it's just safer than cigarettes. And, you know, pot is not safer than cigarettes. Cannabis, the oils that are in pot and the various things that are produced from smoke that can get inside of your lungs and leave its residue. Don't try to convince me that one smoke is better than the other. In fact, while we talk about $500 million in taxes raised, $500 million in taxes raised in Colorado, I think it is $500 billion. But whatever the number is, $500 million, I'm sorry. Whatever the number is, you can't convince me that putting smoke in my lungs is going to be good for me. And they haven't even debated, you know, think about it. They've, RJR and Nabisco, oh, your chemicals, nicotine is giving people, you know, they go crazy telling you what nicotine is doing, and it's been made to be addictive and all this. And pot is addictive. It makes people, you know, I mean, it's got all kinds of other qualities. It just slows down your metabolism, you know, like, hey, dude. I mean, there's a reason why people go, he's a stoner, man. He's talking like this. You think that that's just like somebody went, oh, let's just make pot people like, oh, hey, man, he talks like this. They talk like that because that's what pot does. It makes them talk like that. Brothers be like, hey, man, what's up, dude? Yeah, yeah. You know, it slows them down. And so same thing with liquor. I mean, liquor has an impact on you. I would venture to say everybody listening to me has had an experience with liquor. And you know that it makes you go, like, hey, what are you doing? It does that. Pot does the same thing. So it is, but the government hasn't cracked down on pot. In fact, they're bragging. Look how much money we made off of pot. Whoa. And then they'll kick it in at some point because government has to meddle. It'll say, now that they've regulated a plant that grows in nature, that people, some guy was walking along his little, you know, the meadow, and he saw a plant. He went, you know what? I think I could smoke that plant. I don't know why. It smells funky. I think I want to smoke it. And so he dried it out and he smoked it. Maybe they dried out rose petals for all I know, and they found that they have no medicinal effect. You can know there's some white dude that dried out everything on the planet. And he's going, man, the best thing is so far I've found is pot and hash. So that's why the people smoke it. So anyway, government saw that some dude dried out a plant, smoked it, got a reaction. The dude got a reaction, told his buddies, hey, check it out. If you do this, it'll give you this feeling. You know, you'll feel calm and peaceful, whatever. And he gave it to a buddy, and a buddy gave it to another buddy. And suddenly, you know, people are smoking this plant that some dude decided he was going to dry out and smoke. Okay, great. Same with mushrooms. I don't know what white dude was tripping and went, ooh, a mushroom. I'll chew it. And tripped on it and went, you've got to try this. And everybody's trying it. But that's how things get started. And no, there's no government in between. You know, and then government goes, hey, didn't somebody die from one of those? Yeah, man, they got some bad shrooms. Oh, we need to regulate that. So then they start messing with it because the CIA studied LSD. They you know, the types of chemicals that create that hallucinogenic effect, etc. They studied it. And they used it for a long time. So all these different hallucinogens and these opioids and all these different things are things that grow naturally in nature. And man decided to jack around with it. And some guy saw a dude tripping and went, oh, no, not me, like me. He's like, I'll never do that. Or he saw a guy stay up, you know, 4 days in a row from snorting some, you know, cocaine and went, dude, I got to get my rest. And said, I'll never do that, you know, prude like me. Or, you know what, I might actually like that too much. I'm not going to do it, which is what my decision was. And so you stayed away. And there are going to be those factions. There are factions that do and factions that don't. And there are people in between. I'll try for a little bit, and then I'll see what happens. And there are people that try for a little bit and get hooked and all this. And then government goes, I want to get in the middle of all of this. All this free enterprise. It's like the Uber of the dope business. You know, we're going to organize it, and you're going to buy medallions, and you're going to pay a gazillion dollars to set up your pot shop. And then it'll be regulated, and everybody will be good. Because you know why it's good? Because it's regulated. Why is it? It's good because it's regulated. So now you can get a medical marijuana license, and you can get your part. Or if you're in Colorado, it doesn't even have to be medicinal. Just go in. I like this kind of pot. I like that. I want this. I have arthritis. You got something for arthritis? Yeah, we got a certain type of cannabis that will help with that. But it doesn't give you the funkier smell that the skunk weed people seem to like. I mean, I don't know a lot about pot, but I know there's now they're growing strains of it. And government thinks it's doing its part. Because, hey, we're regulated. Government has done nothing to pot except it put itself in the middle and say, you know what? We have figured out we can't pay our bills ourselves because we are so indulgent to the people that, you know, don't really contribute to society. But we need money. So the best way for us to get that money is we'll get it from those druggies and then we'll recycle it and give it back to them. So that's what we're doing. Because how's it benefiting you? You think you're going to get better roads and bridges? What do you think this pot money, better schools? Come on, y'all. You know how leftism works. Not going to help.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product. Risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. I will tell you, leftism rears its ugly head in places you least expect, and it's not going to change. It is what it is. They look for things to be upset about. And I'll prove it to you, and I'll prove it in pop culture. I don't know if you've had the opportunity to see the movie Dunkirk over the weekend. Maybe you thought about it. You know, we love, as conservatives, we love the things that showcase history. We are World War II just groupies, aren't we? It's a time in America's history that we're like, ooh, you know, we can feel pride. Everybody, even leftists, go, we did it, yay, yay. They would never fight it again. You couldn't get one of those metrosexual panties on a tank or on one of those troop transports landing on D-Day if you put a gun to their head. They wouldn't go. These little cocktail latte sippers, no way. The only people that are going to fight for this country are people that, like myself, your kids, my kids, they're the only ones. And let me tell you, be careful before you say, oh, my kids will do it, because you may not. You may find out they've been lefticized just a little bit more than you think. So, you know, you've got to, I'm just telling you, that we as a group of people, we want to hang on to stuff as conservatives. We want to believe that there are folks out there like us who truly would give themselves for this country. And we want to believe it's the overwhelming majority of Americans, and it's just not the case. I'm sorry to burst your bubble. We've trained the fight out of our kids. Now, that being said, there are still a bunch of them out there. You want to know why? Because there's part of your DNA that to be an American, that it's still there. It just has to be jostled. Now, the problem is, if we go one more generation like this, that DNA is going to go. So we must fight this. But I want to get back to Dunkirk. So I've seen a couple stories about Dunkirk, and I read a couple of things. I haven't seen the movie. I did not go to see it. But a guy by the name of Christopher Nolan is the director of this film. I believe he's the director. And they're calling it the best film of the year. Other people are saying you have to know the history before you go in. I've read two reviews. One says you got to know the history because you won't understand what's happening unless you do it. Others say, no, it's a beautiful film. Beautifully made, eerily raw, unlike any other movie ever made. This came from one of my friends who saw the movie, young lady, Kayla. But she said, no matter how well the movie is made, nothing can fend off the critique of the film. It's only been out a day and a half, is what she wrote at the time, and she said it's already under fire for its historical inaccuracy. She goes on to say this, if you study history, you might know that over 300,000 British soldiers were on the beaches of Dunkirk. However, in the film, a detail that went unnoticed was the presence and sacrifice of the French soldiers who were right alongside the British. Historians and critics have voiced annoyance over what they see as Christopher Nolan's rewriting of the defeat of Allied forces in which 30,000 French troops held off Nazi divisions near Lille in the spring of 1940 to protect Operation Dynamo in the Channel. In Russia, which had a non-aggression pact with Hitler at the time, the film has been mocked as a celebration of British cowardice. So in case you aren't really familiar with Dunkirk, what happens is a bunch of British, these are not seamen, they're just citizens, found out that the British and the French and others had been forced into one direction. They could only retreat, and the only retreat was into the ocean. And they were surrounded by Russian forces elsewhere, so there was only one direction they could go. So all these people get together, they send boats over, private boats, and they're picking up these British sailors who are floating in the ocean. You know, some are still, I mean, I don't know enough about it, but, you know, they're on the beach, they're in the ocean in one form or another, maybe they're making makeshift rafts. I don't know, but 300,000 Brits needed to be saved. And the French said, well, we did not get mentioned, we had 30,000 people protecting Operation Dynamo over in Lille. Okay, great. So, which I'll get to that in just a second. Now, the Russians are lampooning the Brits, saying, you're right, you're doing a film to celebrate your cowardice, which is kind of like in the time of Clinton when they made Black Hawk Down. And I went to that movie going, yeah, you know, it's going to be some special forces butt kicking. And then I go in the movie, we got a helicopter shot down, and nobody went to get them. The United States can't beat the butt of Somali warlords. And I'm supposed to celebrate this? I was thinking, when did Hollywood start looking at films of defeat? Look at, watch how America gets defeated and defends its defeat. And it's like, what planet are you people from? This is not a feel-good movie. This is a movie that said, you got your butt kicked. We didn't get our butts kicked as bad as we could have got our butts kicked. Okay. Anyway, Dunkirk kind of reminds me of that. But, as Kayla says, it's beautifully done, and it, to some degree, it's telling you about history. Anyway, so the and by the way, the Russians are also equally mocking the farce of Russian interference in American elections the same way they're mocking this, but I'm digressing. So the Dunkirk retreat, which is what it was, is not taught in schools in France, and so it's largely unknown. Operation Dynamo, therefore, isn't really taught. 30,000 French troops holding back Nazi divisions in order to protect the Allies. And according to Kayla, if you get up to go to the bathroom for 10 seconds, you miss it, because it's like a quick, oh, by the way, they were the French, oh, and it is done, which I think is kind of funny. So renowned French critic Jacques Mandelbaum called Nolan witheringly impolite. He then slammed the director's deplorable indifference to his country's contribution to the historic effort. Where in the film are the 120,000 French soldiers who were also evacuated from Dunkirk? In other words, why aren't you talking about our, you know, chickens? Now, I'm not trying to be funny about it, but I mean, if you got to retreat, you got to retreat. But he wants it noted that there were 120,000 French soldiers who needed to be defended, who needed to get off the piece of the beach there. Okay, well, that sort of defeats the purpose. If you've got 30,000 folks protecting this over that, you're not helping the Brits. You're saving your own butts. But, you know, maybe I'm just looking at it a little bit differently. Then he says, where are the 40,000 who sacrificed themselves to defend the city against a superior enemy in weaponry and numbers? He's talking about the 30,000 that we referenced before. He says, no one can deny a director's right to focus his point of view on what he sees fit as long as it does not deny the reality of what it claims to represent. And I say to Mandelbaum, what part of Hollywood do you think that makes them have to care about you? He goes on to say, the vibrant homage to the British army and people avoids the suffering of the French soldiers who are protecting the British retreat, watched the last boats sail away. They were heading for the night of occupation. A review in Les Echos. Anyway, the French have a right to be touchy about this. They do. After all, America saved their butts during World War II. I seem to recall this place called Normandy. And I, by the way, not to get off the film again, but I predict the United States is going to have to save the French again, because these people are headed down the same path. But as for Dunkirk, here's the thing I was going to suggest. How about the French make their own version of the film? Why poo-poo on this version? And let me tell you why. Multiculturalism. See, in The Making of Glory, for example, why didn't the director mention the contributions of Mexicans? It was the Civil War. Why focus on black troops just because the movie Glory was about black troops? La Raza? Is this thing on? Surely there was some group who can claim their significant role in something they only were tangentially involved in. Now look, you can argue, Kevin, that's not tangential. What the French did. Okay, fine. The plot of the movie was a bunch of people who were fighting against Hitler were on a beach, trapped. And the people fighting against Hitler all got together and went over and got him. Now, if you're making a movie about it because it was mainly British that did it and you want to call it Dunkirk and you want to just deal with one accent, I don't really care. I'm not worried about that the French do it, that the British do it. It was the Axis powers against the Allies. That's what the World War II was about. Defeating Hitler. But we got people that got to make it all, whoo-hoo-hoo. Hey, Frenchie, you know Hollywood movies are not factually correct. They're fantasy. Can't you just enjoy the story? But suddenly, leftists want leftists held to the standard of the whole truth. That's scary.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.